Welcome to Lugano Pico Sunarin Church Online Service on Sunday, 11th of April, 2021. I'm Irun Kim, the minister of LPUC. How was your Easter long weekend? Hope you may have a great time to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus with your family and friends on Easter, and also have a wonderful family time on the weekend. As our church celebrates the resurrection of Christ in person service on Easter, we decorate our cross with flowers. I mean, here are a couple of photos. And at the end of the service, it became a beautiful floral cross. I'd say that it was the best one so far in my ministry here at LPUC. And thank you all for those people, you know, who brought the flowers and participation in decoration. Today is the second Sunday of Easter. And Easter continues until Pentecost Sunday, that is on the 23rd of May this year. In today's Gospel, the Easter story continues. Not only a story of an empty tomb, but also a story of a resurrected Lord who returned to his disciples. And Christ continues to teach his disciples and continues to give them work to do in the world. Today's course worship is responsible one, and your response is in bold. We gather in the name of the risen Lord. Christ is risen. Alleluia. We gather as sisters and brothers of the resurrected one. Christ is risen. Alleluia. We gather to share our faith and to worship God. Christ is risen. Alleluia. We gather to proclaim the good news of Easter. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Let us begin our worship by prayer. God of the resurrection, we gather this morning as a community of believers. We come with joy to greet one another and to tell again and again the amazing news, Christ is risen. Lord, you have given us new life in the name of your Son. May our singing, praying, listening and proclaiming be a testimony to the power of your love to make us new creation as a community of faith. We pray in the name of risen Christ. Amen. As we continue to worship God, let us listen or sing the first song, Crown Him with a Many Crown.
Awake my soul and My name is Keith and I'll be reading the Bible today from John chapter 20 and we're reading from verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the words of the Lord.
This morning I'm going to give you some questions to think about. Before doing that, I'm going to read three statements about me so that you could identify whether it is true or false. First, I grew up in a Christian family. True or false? Two, I was ordained in the United Church in Australia. True or false? Three, I used to play keyboard in a band. True or false? Can you identify the first one? The answers are, first, I grew up in a Christian family. Yeah, it is true. You know, my father was an elder of my home church, and my mother used to be involved in church activities and ministries a lot. And it was back in Korea. So the second Christian statement answer is first. I was ordained in the Korean Methodist Church. And later, I became a United Church minister. And then third statement, I used to play keyboard in a band. Believe it or not, it is true. You know, I played keyboard in a rock band during my high school. But honestly saying that, I wasn't good at playing keyboard and any other musical instrument. If your answers are correct, then why did you believe those two true? Did you want to prove? As we have heard of the Bible reading today, Thomas was not sure what to make of the stories from other disciples that Jesus was alive. So he asked lots of questions. And Jesus didn't mind the people asking questions of him. Jesus didn't mind Thomas wanting proof. So now, here are questions for you to think about. How do you think the disciples were feeling as they encountered with the risen Jesus? Why were they behind the locked door? What do you think Thomas was doing when he left the room? How do you think Thomas felt when he heard Jesus had been there when he was out? How do you think Thomas felt when he saw the risen Jesus? How do you think you would have felt if you had been in Thomas' shoes? In the Gospel reading today, when Jesus appeared to the disciples, he said, "Peace be with you." We are being like Jesus passing peace to other people. We don't just say hi, we say the peace of the Lord be with you. It is like a wish or a prayer for the other person. We can say it because we know that God loves and forgives both of us. Then invite people to pass the peace to their neighbors. So this morning, let us pass peace to each other. So one you can do is, peace be with you. So touch your left, this side, the between chest and your shoulder by your right hand while you say, peace be with you. And your response is, and also with you. So do the same thing to the other person. So are you ready? We can share the peace. Peace be with you. And also with you. According to all revised common lectionary for year ABC, which is the church lectionary year, today's text is the gospel reading for the Sunday after Easter. In the second Sunday after Easter, we normally tell the story of doubting Thomas and his response to the resurrected Christ. On this day, many ministers talk about the nature of doubt, and how doubt is a healthy emotion, as all of us doubt sometimes in our lives. However, doubt is a somewhat intellectual exercise. It is possible to have doubts about some aspect of Christian faith. So you may wonder if there really is a God, if there is a heaven and all hell. You may doubt that prayer really makes a difference. You may doubt your own relationship with God. It is possible to have doubts about some aspect of Christian faith and still continue serving Christ as if you have no doubt at all. To a certain extent, we know that it has been true of many saints through the ages. All of us doubt from time to time. If we read the Bible much thoroughly, we may feel that daring Thomas was a more appropriate name than doubting Thomas. The reason why we may have said that is that on one occasion, Thomas declared a heartfelt loyalty to Christ. He was willing to give his life for the man he believed to be the anointed one of God. Thomas first appears in the Nazareth story in the Gospel of John chapter 11. Jesus had come to Jesus that his friend Nazareth was ill. When Jesus said that he was going to Bethany where Nazareth was, the disciples came close to deserting him because Jesus was putting himself dangerously close to his enemies who were plotting to kill him. Then there came the voice of one who was normally silent. Thomas said, "Let us also go, that we may die with Jesus." He was willing to give his life for his master Jesus. I think that took a heap of courage and faith to lose your faith and hope and still keep on going requires courage of the highest order. Then in the upper room, Thomas was the one who was most bewildered by Jesus' strange talk about the cross and resurrection. Jesus told them that he was going away. He was going to suffer and die. Their hearts were broken with sorrow. Jesus said to them, "You know the way to the place where I am going." Then it was Thomas spoke up again and said, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how we know the way?" William Barclay says, "Thomas was a man who couldn't live with an unasked question." It does seem that way. Thomas was the man who was always asking questions. Finally, Thomas was the man who was absent when Jesus appeared on that first Easter day. In fact, it is no wonder why the disciples hid out. They were afraid. Their heights of joy and expectancy had been taken away, only to have their hopes and dreams were crushed with Jesus' death. They thought they were next. If Jesus could be killed in such a cruel and unfair manner, what about them? So it is no wonder that they gathered behind the locked doors. It is no wonder they doubted the news of Jesus' resurrection. That very evening, the disciples gathered again, once more behind the locked doors, not knowing for sure what to think about what had happened that first Easter day. And in the middle of their confusion, Jesus came and stood among them. His words to them are his words for us. He said to the disciples, "Peace be with you." Just when things seem terrible, Jesus is there. Just when things seem hopeless, Jesus is present. Just when things seem impossible, Jesus can help. For the disciples, things couldn't have gotten worse. By the end of that first Easter weekend, just about everything in their lives was in messes and disasters. They must have reflected on what they will do for a living next. What do they do now? For Jesus is gone. In fact, he had been crucified. And perhaps the same fate awaited them. Was there any future for any of them after what had just happened? Their faith was shaken. They had trusted and believed in Jesus Christ. Their whole understanding of God, everything they believed and lived for, had died with Him, just collapsed. And it was all gone. For the disciples, just when everything seemed at its worst, Jesus was there for them, standing in the midst of them, alive there, to grant them strength and hope, and that would make the difference for them. That is what happened to those disciples that night behind the locked doors. Jesus came to them and changed their lives. Jesus came in the midst of them and they emerged as different people, confident and assured of God's love for them. So we can understand the way, you know, Thomas must have felt. He hadn't been there. He hadn't missed out. For Thomas, the darkness of night still filled his heart. For him, life was still hopeless. His hopes had died with Jesus. For him, the future was still unsure, for he had yet to meet the risen Lord, and because of that, doubt filled his heart. Verse 25 says, "Unless I see for myself, I won't believe. Unless I can feel the marks of the nail with my own fingers and touch the wound his side with my own hands, I won't believe." Can you sense Thomas' misery? Can you hear his loneliness, his separation and pain? I think you can, because you may have all felt it. We have all gone through the same experience. We have trusted and been hurt. We have loved and lost. We have reached out in reconciliation to others, only to have them reject us and snap back in pain. We have all been where Thomas was, hurt and afraid to trust again. We understand Thomas. He will be careful now. He will be slow to believe and reluctant to trust. As for Thomas, he must see for himself. We know all about doubt, don't we? For we have all felt the same way Thomas did. When Thomas refused to believe, it was not just the other disciples' words that he doubted. It was life itself that he rejected. It was a rejection of a hope, a refusal to believe that life can have meaning, that life goes on even after death. The story of Thomas shows us that there is no hope without the resurrection of Jesus. There is no way to make sense of our earthly existence without God. But then, that shouldn't be a surprise to us. The Gospel writer John said in John 11:25, "He who believes in the risen Christ has life, and he who doesn't believe is dead already." When we allow doubt to dominate our lives, when close ourselves off to the possibilities of God, when we live our lives with only death as the end for us, we walk through life down a dead end road. But doubt did not lead to death. Doubt doesn't have to destroy faith. Listen to what Jesus said to Thomas when on the week following Easter he appeared to him. In verse 26, Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hands and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." There is a remedy to doubt. There is a help for us when we find ourselves filled with questions and doubt. When the world seems to collapse in upon us and all our props are knocked away. Take Thomas as an example. Thomas made the mistake we often make. He thought he could go it alone, desperate by the death of Jesus. He separated himself from the other disciples. "Give me some room," he said. "I just have to walk this out alone." He sought solitude in his pain, isolation for his loneliness, and thought he could maintain his trust in God all alone. But what we see is that his doubts came from being absent from the disciples, from being separated and alone when Jesus appeared to them on the first Easter day. But his doubts were answered in the presence of the other disciples. It was only in the fellowship of believers, only through the body of Christ, that Thomas found the assurance that he also desperately sought and needed. When doubt rules our lives and pulls us apart from the church, then doubt can be deadly. But when doubt leads us to look for the wisdom of God and deeper relationship with Him and make us to focus on the fellowship of believers, then doubt can be a blessing. A blessing for us, just as it was for Thomas. For in the midst of doubt, Jesus is there. Even when things seem darkest, a light shines, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. When doubts and questions cloud our vision, when troubles and difficulties close our eyes to the goodness of God, we need to move close to our Lord. We need to draw more deeply into worship and spend more time in scripture reading and prayer and reach out more strongly to our brothers and sisters in the faith. Mature faith. Faith that serves us for a lifetime is not a faith that has never experienced doubts. Rather, it is a faith that constantly searches and seeks, faith always on the lookout for Jesus, faith that trusts that even when the worst has happened, there in the middle of it stands Jesus. Jesus knew that was the kind of faith we need. That's why he said, peace be with you. Do not doubt, but believe. Blessed are those who haven't seen and yet believe. That is promise for us. Blessed are you and I, for in believing, we have life in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us listen or sing another song, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Join with all nature in manifold ways. Hello, my name is Denise, and I'm going to lead us today in our prayers for others. I will start our prayer time with a recent quote and scripture I read. Grace embraces you before you prove anything and after you've done everything wrong. And the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Psalm 29 verse 11. Let us now pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace today that embraces us in whatever situation we find ourselves in. Thank you that you love us and desire to give us strength and bless us with peace. We ask for this today. We thank you for the recent Easter break, reminding us of our hope in you and your incredible sacrifice through Jesus' death and resurrection. We thank you for holidays and pray this school holiday will be refreshing and renewing and a blessing for both teachers and students and families. Please keep people safe as they travel. We thank you for the sunshine after the rain and pray good recovery for all those recently affected by the floods. We thank you for the tireless efforts of volunteers, especially in the evacuation centres, and pray all those who've lost homes will be able to find suitable accommodation. We thank you for the vaccines beginning to roll out, and we pray over the supply and logistics that everyone in Australia will have the opportunity to receive a vaccination. We give you thanks for our family ministries, mainly music and Messy Church, and pray your blessing, protection and provision for those who attend. We pray for your wisdom and guidance for Ulum, Natalie, Church Council and Presbytery, especially in the decisions they make. And we do give you thanks for answer prayer for Richard, whose heart surgery was successful, and we pray increasing strength and stamina and full recovery for him. Also, continual good recovery for Bob Windham, who's now at home. And we pray for Joan Jordan to settle in well in her home in Tasmania as she moves closer to her daughter. And for June Bulow to settle in well in Banks Lodge and to gain more strength. Thank you for hearing our prayers today and help us to love you and to love others in the week ahead. In Jesus' name, Amen.
There are a few announcements this morning. Firstly, the April Mass Church is held Sunday 25th of April at church, and the theme is God Protect Us. And you can register via email or Eventbrite, and look forward to seeing your family and friends at Mass Church. And why don't you invite your friends and your family to Mass Church? Many music will recommence again from Monday 26th of April. More information via email or phone. To attend the Sunday service at 10:15 a.m., everyone needs to register with a bearable via phones or email. This is blessing. Go now with the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Go to share your faith and your lives. Go to proclaim the good news of Easter. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Amen. This is the end of today's online service. Thank you for your participation and hope you have a very blessed day and blessed week. See you next week. I got no worries. Got no woes. Feeling happy, that's me.